Hi everyone, today we are continuing through the book of Jonah, and we'll be reading all of Jonah chapter 3. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey. And he called out, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. The word reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he issued a proclamation and published through Nineveh, "By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd, nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth. Let him call out mightily to God. Let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knows, God may turn and relent and turn from his fierce anger so that we may not perish." When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. So when you look at this passage in Jonah, I think you would have what I would call the most effective or maybe the most efficient sermon of all time. Now, there are some very important sermons that we can remember, just two from the New Testament, right? The Sermon on the Mount. That's a pretty darn important sermon. And Peter at like Pentecost, where 3,000 people put their faith in Jesus that day as the Holy Spirit came down. That's the start of the early church. Those are important and great sermons. But the reason I say that this sermon from Jonah is the most effective in some ways, or perhaps the most efficient, it's because it's 8 words long, right? It says, "Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown." 8 words long in English, at least. And Jonah seems to not prepare at all. And he gives slim to no emotional effort at all. He's not trying to appeal to his audience. He just says the 8 words and then he's done. Now, if you didn't know, pastors, we tend to try very hard to get our messages across to people, right? It takes a lot of work to prepare a sermon, but if we could give such little effort and preparation like Jonah, I think we would go for it because it would save us a lot of time, right? It's very efficient, right? You just speak 8 words, no preparation, no heart behind it, and see what happens here. Jonah speaks these 8 half-hearted words, and it's revival. People immediately, it seems, as he spoke these words, they believe, they call for a fast. Even the king of Nineveh goes up to the king of Nineveh, and he's like, "Everyone, we need to fast." You say even the animals need to fast. I don't know how normal or abnormal that is, but that sounds kind of abnormal to me. Even the animals need to fast. This is revival. God does a mighty work through just 8 words from Jonah. And what this shows us here, right, and just kind of just close us out already, right? It's a pretty short sermon, and I think it can be a short devo here, is that this shows us what can happen if we're faithful. Right? If God calls us to do something, if we're faithful, even half-heartedly faithful, God can do miracles. Now, of course, we need to have more than half-hearted hearts, right? It's important for us to really be in God's will, not just follow him, but understand the good work that he's doing and get on board with it, right? But just look, if we're just faithful though, right? Even when we don't understand or when we may disagree, if we're faithful to follow God, God can do a mighty work. God can bring revival. He does. He brings revival here to a whole city. It's likely thousands and thousands of people through just these 8 words. But I think the most important lesson that we can learn here is that God really loves people. God really loves his people. God loved the city of Nineveh. They were doing evil things. We don't know what. It's not explained here exactly, but they were not following God. And God's judgment was going to come upon them, but he wanted a warning to be given to them so that they could have a chance to repent, to come back to God, to come to God, maybe even for the first time. God shows his great mercy and love for these people. And I think Jonah, with his half-heartedness, is meant to contrast the heart of God, the heart of God for his people here. Even this king of Nineveh, right? He is a pagan, right? He does not follow God, but he has this regard for even his own people, right? He says, like, who knows, maybe God will relent and turn from his anger that we might not perish. He has a concern for his people that Jonah doesn't have, but God certainly does have that kind of concern, if not way more than this king. Let's pray that we can understand the love of God. You know, we are like Nineveh, right? We are pagans. We're Gentiles, right? We don't deserve this love of God, but God really loves us. And God has sent prophets to us, people into our lives to speak words of truth to bring us closer to him. And let's pray that we can keep on being people who depend upon, go towards the presence of God, keep on seeking to hear God's voice, and people that follow. Let's pray as that happens, that we'll recognize God's love for us. And let's pray that we can be faithful and to share that love with others as well. Let's pray for God to change our hearts as well. Jesus, we thank you for this word. This book of Jonah is just such a message of grace and mercy, even for your people, people like us who might run in the opposite direction or struggle to follow you, God. But I pray that we will recognize your never failing love for us. Won't you move in our hearts, God? And I pray that we will be people who follow you faithfully, God. Help us to overcome our own half-heartedness or hesitancy, and use us, God, as we strive to be faithful. Draw us deeper to your heart, Lord. We love you, God. In your name we pray. Amen.